Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I guess that didn't work as planned. We are live on the Midwest Compact Touring Series weekly show. I have Melinda Russell on the line with me as well. Melinda, are you there tonight?
I'm here, Drew.
All right, I'm going to bring Erica over with us, and she is the mother of Devin, who we're doing the event for. Hi, Erica, how are you doing tonight?
We're well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, I got Melinda Russell. She is on the line. She is my weekly co-host here on the Midwest Compact Touring Series weekly show. Got a pretty exciting event that we're doing this weekend at the Owosso Shepherd's Indoor Raceway. We have pulled out officially all eight teams, so that's great news. Kind of talk a little bit about how you met our friends at the Hartford Speedway and talk about your experience for what we're doing this weekend.
Well, we don't really have much experience of that sort of thing, but we did meet Leah Dibble and her family through Bronson Oncology. Timmy Dibble and Devin are friends from the clinic, and that's how we met them. They are wonderful people.
Absolutely. We did this event last year for Timmy Dibble. We were able to sell out the event. Talk about the strength of the Hartford Speedway. When I reached out to the Dibble family again this year, they emphatically recommended you guys for this because of the great relationship that Timmy built with your son. Talk about a little bit what's the status on your son? Is he actually, you know, you got to look at this as I'm not very knowledgeable on how the treatments are going, but has he cleared all his treatments right now, or is he still continuing to do treatments?
Yes, Devin got diagnosed November 2016. As of September of 2017, he has been in remission. He just had some further scans in January, and he still is clear, so that's awesome news. And he's doing well. He's back in school, and he's getting great grades, and he's a wonderful kid.
Awesome. So now I hear that both of your boys are pretty excited about this weekend. Does Devin know he's going to get to drive a race or two this weekend?
He did not know that, but he's sitting right next to me, and he knows now. You want to say hi, Devin?
Hi.
Hi, Devin.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you excited about being able to drive this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about, it's probably been, what, close to a couple years now that you've been friends with, or Devin's been friends with Timmy Dibble. How did that relationship kind of strike up? Did you guys meet in some treatments, or had you guys known each other prior to that?
No, we did meet at Bronson Children's Hospital in Kalamazoo. Devin was inpatient a lot during his treatments with chemo, and so was Timmy. And most of the time their rooms would be close together, so they kind of just kind of meet in the hallway and talk and connect, and if one of them didn't feel good, they go to each other's room and, you know, kind of peep in there and see if everybody was okay, and it kind of just became a friendship from there.
Absolutely. Has Devin had a chance to come out to the Hartford Speedway yet?
Yes, we did go a couple times last summer, and then also we did go with Leah once, and she kind of gave us a tour the first time that we went. And so we've experienced that sort of thing. And that was pretty fun. He liked that.
Absolutely. For a lot of people that don't know or joined us late, this Saturday, we do an annual charity event. We've actually done it for probably about 10 to 12 years now. We used to do it at a indoor karting facility in Angola, Indiana called Rapid Raceway. Just last year, I met a great friend in Dale Spencer, who works out at Shepherd's Indoor Raceway in Owosso, Michigan. It's an indoor karting facility. They actually have the winter series for the mini wedges that are out there. It's a very great facility. They pretty much donate the facility for at cost of what their expenses are for the weekend. And if you haven't had a chance to be there, come on out. We got a lot of things going on. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle, as well as some silent auctions with some great stuff donated by some local businesses up there. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to reach out to some short tracks to see if we can get some racing skyboxes from the Kalamazoo Speedway and the Hartford Speedway donated as well. So we definitely are looking forward to this event, even though it is sold out. Definitely make an opportunity to come up and support this event because it's free admission. We might even sneak you in on a team if you want to make a donation. I know that my counterpart here, Woody, who's usually on the show with me, really would like to get me off the team. So if somebody wants to buy in, definitely. So, we definitely look forward to having you guys up there, and definitely really appreciate you guys becoming involved in this because it is definitely a special event for us to be a part of this and to be a part of your family for the weekend.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it, too.
Have a great time
awesome.
This weekend.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Erica. We'll see you guys this weekend, and I definitely will – probably let Devin ride or drive more than 3 or 4 times because I'm not very good at racing. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Melinda, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good. We're having a blizzard here. So, I'm glad to be inside. My furnace didn't work the last couple of days, and it's fixed. I'm warm and ready to do the radio show.
Awesome. Well, we have a new venture tonight. We're back on Blog Talk Radio for at least this weekend. Our friend Dave at Redline Radio actually has to be at work bright and early tomorrow morning and asked if we could do it earlier. Logistics doesn't work for me because I don't get out of work until almost 6:30 Central Time or Eastern Time. So we're back in Blog Talk Radio and definitely having some fun here tonight. We don't have a lot of intros or music program because this came about probably about 9 o'clock this morning to be back here. So we'll definitely have an opportunity to have some fun. Now, do you want to talk about our first guest that's going to be joining us? I think she may have actually already just joined us.
Okay.
But she's not on yet.
All right. So our first guest is very well known to me. I'm assuming McKenna is the one you're talking about, right, Drew?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I've known McKenna since the day she was born. She's my granddaughter, and she has raced quarter midgets at the Little Kalamazoo Speedway for 5 years, and last year was her first year to race at what we call the big track. So she raced at Galesburg all season, and she raced in Kalamazoo a few times. And so she turned 14 in July, so she started at a young age, and I'm really excited to interview her. So McKenna, if you're there, let's get you on the line.
Real quick, what's her last 4 of her phone number she'd be calling for, Melinda?
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe 8366. She has a phone. I don't know the number.
Well, I'm going to
hang
take
on
a
second
here.
Okay. Sorry, I'll see if I can look it up real quick.
No problem, Melinda. I'm going to take a pic
okay.
here, and we'll find out if this is McKenna. Hi, McKenna. Is this you? Maybe not.
Sorry, guys. Bear with us.
All right. McKenna, are you online with us right now?
Yes.
Ah,
hi, McKenna.
That other person.
Hi.
So I don't know if you heard what I said, but I just told our listeners that you're my granddaughter. I've known you since the day you were born, and that you race at Little Kalamazoo and also at Galesburg and the big track at Kalamazoo. But I'm going to treat you just like I do my other ones from here on. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'll just let you answer for the people. And so I want you to tell them how old you were when you started racing, how old you are now, and where you live, and where do you race?
I started when I was 10, and I'm 14 now, and I mostly race at Galesburg, but sometimes we travel to Kalamazoo, and I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I race quarter midgets for like 4 years.
Okay. And what kind of a car do you race, and what class is it at Galesburg or Kalamazoo?
A Grand Prix and Outlaw Bergstock.
Okay. And so this year I know you started at Galesburg, and you were only 13 years old, and you were the youngest driver there, not to mention a girl. So what was the reaction to the people, not only that owned the track, but the other racers about having a 13-year-old girl out on the track?
They were kind of surprised, skeptical that I had the guts to go out there with men three times my age.
Exactly. But were they friendly to you, or did they try to put you in the wall and wreck you? What was the... Were they mostly supportive of you, would you say?
They were all mostly supportive.
Yeah. And that probably continued through the season, too. I know just from being there that even when somebody beat you or raced you hard, they still gave you a thumbs up when it was over. So that has to make you feel good about that. So what kind of success did you have this year?
We came out with 5th place in points, Rookie of the Year, and Most Improved Driver.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So tell me now, who helps you with your car? Give a shout-out to your crew.
My dad, my brother, Andrew Snyder, Caleb Snyder, and sometimes Jeremy.
Okay, and your dad is Bob Snyder. So can you tell me what's the proudest moment that you've had so far when you've been racing, either quarter midgets or a Bergstock? What's been your proudest moment?
My first race win, because we worked so hard to get it.
Okay, all right. And that was a heat race?
Yep.
Yeah, at Galesburg, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had any marketing partners, can you tell us who they were? Give a shout out to them.
The Yogurt Co., Cut Above Welding, and Send Out Cards.
Okay. And your family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, why does a 13-year-old girl want to be involved in racing? What is it about it that you enjoy?
I just like the feeling of when I go out on the track that I can keep up with some of the guys out there, and I can see all the family watching me and supporting me.
Okay. And then what would you say is the thing that you like the least about racing?
That some of the guys have to race you dirty to win.
Okay. So whether you're a girl or not, that's probably that happens to everybody at times. So what are your goals for your racing?
To come off the track in one piece and to get a feature win this year.
Okay. Those are good goals. It's always, your dad's always happy when the car's in one piece, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. So are there other girls or women who race with you at Galesburg or Kalamazoo?
They're not in my class,
but there are some girls.
Okay. Are there a lot of them or just a few?
Just a few.
Okay. So we need to get some more women involved. So what would you tell a girl that is maybe thinking about getting into racing? What would you tell her why it's a good sport for girls to be involved in?
It builds character.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some discipline.
Yeah. Okay.
It's enjoyable, and it can, like, get you mentally involved.
Okay. And it probably teaches you some things about cars and how to fix
mm-hmm.
things, and so that's probably a bonus for down the road as well. So what do your friends think about you racing? I know you play basketball, and
mm-hmm.
you do lots of other fun things, but what do your friends think of you spending your Friday nights or Saturday nights at the racetrack?
Most of them think it's pretty cool that I have the guts to go out there.
Yeah, okay. Do they come and watch you race?
Yeah.
They do? Okay. So, do you have a favorite race car driver?
Not really.
Could be a local driver or a NASCAR driver?
No, I don't really have one.
Okay. And then, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your racing career or anybody that you want to thank about helping you or just anything at all that you want to share with the audience?
No, thank you.
No, nothing else. You're a girl of few words, aren't you?
Yeah.
Drew, did you have any questions for McKenna?
I was going to say, I'm not going to let her off that easy. So.
Okay.
McKenna, I got to tell you, you came to the Kalamazoo Speedway to one of our events this year. I believe it was July 20th or July 19th, right around there.
Yeah.
I've only seen what you've actually done through your grandma's Facebook pages with all the posts that she does about bragging about you. But I got to tell you something. Out of, I believe, 34 cars that night, Melinda, what feature
yeah.
did she qualify for?
She I believe she qualified for the A feature.
And I believe she was probably 14th or 15th quick out of 34 of the top front-wheel drive cars. So,
yeah.
Got to tell you what, you got a shoe in the family. Do you think she's got
yeah.
a chance to chance to win a feature at Galesburg this year?
Oh,
yeah.
She'll definitely win a feature. What do you think, McKenna?
Yes.
So I'll tell you a little funny kind of thing that happened this race season. You know, we try to make as many races as we can, but I can't always because sometimes we have other things to do. And her other grandparents come to watch and her aunt Tammy and Uncle Brian and different ones. But the little stinker, every time she'd win a feature, were the nights that none of us were there. So I finally told her, you know, maybe I should stop coming because you do better when I'm not there. But she did finally win one on a night I was there. So that was awesome.
Absolutely. So when you're not at the racetrack, McKenna, what do you like to do? As a 14-year-old kid, you're not like a partying college student yet. So with your family, with your friends, what do you do outside the racetrack?
I like to play basketball and work on race cars with my dad.
Basketball. So, actually, I think your grandma told me this. Do you currently play on a basketball team right now?
Yep.
Where do you currently play?
Gull Lake High School.
Okay. And do you play on the freshman or the JV team?
Freshman.
All right. So, what position do you play? And then who is your favorite? It could be female or male basketball player.
I play a 4 or 5 or forward and probably Michael Jordan.
Of course you would say that. That's a good choice because I'm not a LeBron fan, so.
Yeah.
Melinda, is McKenna a good student?
She can be a good student, and she's learned over the years that being a good student is important, and so, yes, she is a good student.
All right. So I had to go to Grandma first. Now, McKenna, can you back that up? What's your favorite subject in school?
Probably math.
Okay. Now I'm going to really put you on the spot. After high school, and you're going to go to college, if you do go to college or whatever your plans are, what do you want to do after graduation from high school?
I want to work on race cars.
That's not a bad thing. There is a college or a university down in Ohio, and I'm going to have to hit myself, Melinda. I'm not quite sure what this is.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it.
One of our drivers, and you may have met her, that's raced with us at Thunderbird Raceway, Hannah Thomas, is actually going there after she graduates this spring as well. So that's definitely not a bad choice, and there's a lot of young racers that actually go down to that university in Ohio. So I want to say it's a Northwest Racing Institute. So, Melinda, have I been too tough on her? So we keep going for a few more minutes before Ashley.
Yeah, you've been pretty easy on her. I actually think I believe I did a story on Hannah Thomas in the magazine, and I believe it is Ohio, but I can't remember the name of it. So, McKenna, tell me about your mom. How does she deal with you racing? Is she calm, or does she get nervous when you race? What does she do?
She's very nervous.
So does she watch, or does she walk and go get a hot dog when you're racing?
She watches.
She watches. So maybe we should mention that you mentioned your brother, Andrew, and you do have another sibling, so we probably should mention her. And what is she going to be doing this year?
She's going to be racing at Bergstock.
Okay. So her name is Madison. And so will you be racing against each other then?
No.
No, you'll be in a different class. Okay. Good. I'm glad about that. I don't want you racing each other again. You did that in quarter midget. So how do you feel about her now? You know, this was something you and your dad were kind of doing, and your brother. Now Madison's going to be in there. How's that going to work? Are you going to help each other with your cars, or what's going to happen there?
It's going to have to be we help each other because her class is right before mine.
Okay. And your dad's going to be running between the two of you, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, and does she have a car already or not?
Yep.
Okay. So have you started working on your cars at all to get them ready for the season, or are they pretty much ready to go?
They're pretty much ready to go already.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. And I know that we're always looking for new marketing partners, so I think it's fair to say that you and Madison would love to have some new marketing partners. So if anybody out there is interested in sponsoring a couple girls that are going to be racing at Galesburg, I know they'd love to hear from you because they do get a lot of attention. McKenna got a lot of attention last year as a young girl racing at Galesburg. And like she said, it was guys 3 and 4 times her age, Drew. So, you know, that's kind of a big deal. It was a big deal for us, and it was a big deal there. So I'd like to see some people step up and support these girls.
Melinda or McKenna, if they want to become a marketing partner of your team, do you have a team racing Facebook page, an email address, or some way that they could get a hold of your parents so that they could inquire and help these young stars become stars?
We are currently building a Facebook page.
Okay. So in the future, they can look for M&M Racing on Facebook, and they'll be able to find you, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So it's M&M, McKenna and Madison Racing, and it'll be on Facebook soon. And you'll be able to watch the results and see some videos of them racing and that'll be a lot of fun. That'll take the pressure off of Mama having to post everything, Drew.
Hey, you when I'm at a track in Ohio or Wisconsin, I always love to see other racing posts of other racetracks and other teams that are doing well. So keep doing your grandma deeds there. So
yeah. The Arizona family likes to keep track of her too. So we do some Facebook Live and they watch her, and so that's a lot of fun too. She's got some fans all over the country.
Awesome. So well, I greatly appreciate it. McKenna, thank you for joining us tonight. Melinda, do you have anything in closing?
No, I don't think I do. If we did do a nice story on her, the first magazine for the International Women's Motorsports Association. McKenna was on the cover, and we did a nice story about her on the inside. So if anyone would like to read that issue of the magazine, if they would just send the email to Melinda at it's IWMA@gmail.com. Just send me your email address. We'll send you a copy of the magazine, and you can read her whole story and see some pictures.
Awesome.
So, McKenna, thank you for being on. We appreciate
you. Thank
you. Yeah, we appreciate you sharing your story with us. And as always, good luck this season. I know everybody out there wants to see you do well.
Thank you, Mama.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Melinda, it's just me and you here joining the show for a few minutes.
Okay.
Ashley should be here in about 3 or 4 minutes. Brand new, I was told my website was live today. I couldn't find it anywhere, so not quite sure what happened there, but we should have that live tomorrow. But the one thing, I need a favor from you or McKenna. As soon as my website goes live tomorrow, you need to fill her driver profile out on her website. That's kind of one of the new features on her website. Pretty awesome. So, we got this opportunity. It's been a busy day in the Midwest Compact Touring Series office, Melinda. After 4 years of trying, I finally have some good news. Some good news for my Illinois drivers and Wisconsin drivers. Greg McCarn from the ARCA Midwest Series made it official that on July the 14th, we'll be at the Grundy County Speedway. So,
that's awesome.
I have been battling the fair board, and this year I hadn't even tried the fair board. A very good friend of our traveling series, Greg McCarn, can't say enough about him, the owner of the Madison Speedway. We're also going to announce that date. I believe it's May 24th or 25th. We will be at the Madison Speedway. We are working on a second date for Memorial Day weekend. So, hey, I did some good today, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, how far is that from Kalamazoo?
From Kalamazoo, it is probably about 3 to 3.5 hours. It just depends on that dreadful Chicago, Northwest Indiana traffic.
What town is it going to be close to?
It is actually in Morris, Illinois.
Okay.
You're really testing my geographical
knowledge. No, I know where Morris, Illinois is. So it's really not all that far. That's, that you know, 3 to 4 hours, a lot of people will drive at least that to go to some special races. So I would think that would be a draw for people from Kalamazoo or even race teams from here to come and race there just for somewhere different. Don't you enjoy going to a lot of different tracks? I know when we had our car, I enjoyed that a lot.
Absolutely, I do. I can't tell you, I think we're up to 11 states now that we are actually traveling to this year. I'm truly excited about being able to have a racetrack about an hour away from my apartment here downtown Chicago. So that will be my closest trip in 2018. We go as far as Lancaster, New York, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Wisconsin. It's definitely a fun thing. I can't say I wouldn't do anything else on a Saturday night. So
yeah, absolutely. My family laughs at me because my dream is to have a fifth wheel and a nice truck and have my husband and I travel all over the country and go to different racetracks, large and small, hold events for women at the track, and just see how many tracks we can get to and visit. Now, people laugh at me, and they think it's funny, but it's becoming more and more of a reality for us, and I couldn't be more excited for that to happen because you know how much I love racing, and so I'm hoping to do that too. I love going to different tracks. My bucket list is every NASCAR track.
That sounds like a blast. I've only been to one NASCAR track. One thing that is on my list is definitely Martinsville or Bristol or even Watkins Glen. So that sounds like a bucket list that probably will not be obtained for me for a while. But, hey, when I hit the sales big, I will definitely buy a fifth wheel.
Okay, there you go.
Yep, I might have given Ashley the wrong time, so, yeah, she's
okay.
Late. I just sent her a message. Anyway,
okay.
Talk real quick about, you definitely have an online magazine for your association. Talk about how they can actually join that and become a member.
Okay. So the International Women's Motorsports Association was founded in October of 2017, and we have a Facebook page, so we invite you to get on there and like and share our Facebook page. One of the things that we do monthly is we have an online monthly magazine, and we started that in November, so we've had three issues. Let's see, we just launched our fourth issue, so we've had November, December, January, February now have come out. And I have enough stories already from women all across the country to fill two more months' worth of magazines. So I'm constantly reaching out to women who want to share their story. They can be drivers. They can be track owners. They can be fans, crew, concession stand workers, moms, moms, sisters, whatever, because the magazine is designed to connect and celebrate women of any age, in any type of motorsport, in any capacity, now or in the past. And we just want a one-stop shop, if you will, where women can post pictures of their wins. They can ask questions if they're having an issue. What did you do about this? How do you do that? And then we also, in the magazine, we have a women's lifestyle pages because these women are not just racers. They're moms and wives and grandmas. So we do a couple recipes and just some fun things like what should you take to the track and different things. And so to become a member, if you go to our website, it's IWMA Nation. And if you go on there, it'll say join now, and we have different packages of membership. And someone asked me, you know, well, why is there a membership? Well, because nothing's free, unfortunately. It takes time, and there is a cost for the website and different things. And our goal, as I said, is to have events for women at racetracks. And so we have right now what's called the Founders Club. It's $59 a year. You get the online magazine emailed to you before it comes out for everybody else. And we just ordered shirts and hats, and we're going to be ordering some more things. We're going to have a store. You'll get a discount on store items. When we do events, you'll either get in free or have a discount on the ticket price at events. We're partnering with some NASCAR tracks. We're working out some things there where they may give us some tickets to give away and different things. So we're looking for other racetracks around the country if they want to partner with us. So it's exciting, and, you know, I've liked over 200 Facebook pages of racetracks, so I get all those announcements of what's happening, and I try to share as many of those as I can to my page, my International Women's page, because then you can go to that page, scroll, and find events for the whole year all over the country. And that is so fun for me to be able to do that and share that with people. So IWMANation.com, join us. We'd love to have you. And if you know anybody that would like to have their story in the magazine, they can get a hold of me on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, we do have a guest about ready to join us, Ashley Bell, a compact racer out of Minnesota. I am just asking her area code right now because I would have brought the wrong person on the line. So let's get Ashley on the line right now. She is live with us at this moment. Hi,
hello,
Ashley. How are you doing?
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. How about for you?
Oh, not too bad. Just hanging out in the off-season, you know, boring stuff.
Yeah, just waiting for the snow to clear, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. We're having a blizzard here in Kalamazoo, so we feel the same way. We'd like to see the asphalt of the track and not the snow. But I haven't met you before, Ashley. My name's Melinda. I'm the founder and CEO of the International Women's Motorsports Association, and I would like to interview you so we can share with our readers who you are and how you got involved in racing. So why don't you tell us first how old you are, where you live, and where do you race?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I had my birthday yesterday, and I'm old. I just turned 31, so probably one of the older ones.
Okay. Actually, I had somebody older. So 31, your birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday. And where do you live and where do you race?
I'm from Farmington, Minnesota. I was actually born in Minneapolis, but I live down here now. And I actually race weekly at Elko Speedway in Elko Newmarket, Minnesota. However, they actually 86 the Hornet class for this coming season. So my teammate and I, my boyfriend, actually are looking to do a lot of traveling. I've done a few different tracks in the past. I actually used to race like four days a week. I was at KRA Speedway on Thursday nights in Wilmer. Friday nights, you could find me at Granite City when they have it on Friday nights. And then Saturday night was at Elko. And once in a while, I'd run Ogilvie. I visited Princeton a few times, and I ran La Crosse, Wisconsin for their Oktoberfest at the end of the year, and it was actually part of the Midwest Dash there, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're going to be doing the Midwest Traveling Series this year then?
We're going to try, for sure. We have two cars and two trucks, so we're trying to find one trailer to haul both cars for us, and if we can do that, then we'll for sure travel a lot more than we do now, so it'll be kind of fun.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. How have you raced with that series before? It sounds like you did at least one race. Did you race with them last year?
I did not race. Well, actually, sorry, 2017, if that's what you're considering last year, I did. I ran one race with them, just at La Crosse for the Oktoberfest they have at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I've never ran with the series at all, but I've been around. I watched a few races, and I follow them, so it's interesting. I really like the with the four-cylinder world is getting put out there now. People are taking notice on it. They take us a little more serious, or at least I hope so anyways.
Yeah, I think the series has definitely done that for that. And there's quite a few, I think, women that are racing, maybe not the whole series, but at least races here and there, which, you know, that's near and dear to my heart, how that happened. So how did you get into racing, and how old were you when you started?
I actually started back when the street racing was just coming out after the first Fast and the Furious movie. A bunch of my friends and I were in shop class together, and we built a couple cars just for fun, and we decided to take them to the drag strip in Rock Falls, and ever since then I've just been into the racing thing, going straight, turning circles, going around cones, whatever it is, it's fun. I'm a huge four-cylinder fan, always have been. I mean, of course, love the V8s, but that's what got me into it. So I was about 13, 14 around the time was when I started getting into cars.
Okay, so you've been at it a little while, and it's obviously in your blood. So
yes.
You got started in shop class, but is there someone that raced that kind of got you interested in racing, or was it just building that car?
You know, nobody in my family's raced, and I didn't really hang out with anybody that did the circle track stuff. Like I said, it was just more drag racing, and I got bored with going straight. I mean, it's still fun from time to time, but I ran into some people and met some new friends after I moved to a different city and got interested in the circle track and just hit it off from there. I've only actually been racing circle track for 5 years. It's been my fifth year this year, so actually 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's been your proudest moment in your racing career so far?
I like just hanging out with the little girls, the fans. It's really cool to see them come into the pits after the races are over and just be really excited to see the car with the hot pink and the glitter. And I really like unicorns and trolls, so my car is pretty obnoxiously decorated with that. And I actually have a giant unicorn head that I wear in the pits once in a while. So I think it's just my proudest moment is just after the race, every race. I mean, every time I meet little girls and stuff. And the little boys are fun, too, but just little girls, they really take my heart. So.
You know, I love you. I love hearing you say that because I've, you know, obviously been in the pits or early for autograph night. And the little girls that come up to the girl racers are just, their eyes are big and wide, and they just adore them and cheer for them. And I'm sure you found that too. And what a great role model you are for those little girls. That's awesome. So do you have any marketing partners that you would like to give a shout to?
Actually, my car's pretty bare, but I have a few. Energy Innovations is a huge steering wheel and hub company that actually jumped on with me last year and sponsored me some really cool equipment. It's really strong. They have all sorts of different colors and variations you can choose from. I really like them. Napa jumped on with me for a little while. Napa out of Northfield, sorry about that. And Firehouse Liquors out of Northfield as well. But I'm obviously looking for more for this coming season, so whoever's interested in jumping on a really obnoxious car would be sweet.
I think you should definitely post a picture of your car on the Facebook page because I would love to see it. I think it sounds awesome. And so how could those people, if they're interested in helping be a marketing partner, how would they get a hold of you to do that?
You can find me on Facebook at Ashley Allen Racing, or you can just find my actual name, Ashley Bell, as well on Facebook. I can also post a link to those pages and my email as well onto the series page if that would work.
Sure, that'd be great. Do that. So what would you say is the most fun thing about racing for you? What keeps you going back to the track every week?
It's honestly just the escape from, you know, reality. You can just kind of sit back, and it sounds weird to say sit back and relax because everything's so chaotic at times, but it really just helps me just, like, release everything and kind of slow down for a minute because everything around you just goes so much slower, even though you're going a million miles an hour, it feels like.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you say, like, the men, when you started racing or even now, maybe it's changed since you started, tell me about the experience at the racetrack for you as a woman driver. What kind of reactions do you get from men, either that race or in the pits? You know, are they supportive or do they think women belong in the bleachers? What would you say about that?
All the guys I race with have actually been really supportive. There was a few at a dirt track that I started at when I first started racing that gave me some crap because I was doing so well, and you know, they called me a cheater, this and that, girls shouldn't be that fast. And then they pointed out that another girl that raced there hasn't won a race and she's been there for 4 years. So, I mean, there's been a few people that kind of troll and try to dig into my skin. But I've got pretty thick skin. So, like I said, I mean, a lot of the guys I race with have been supportive. A lot of my really close friends actually help me work on the cars and stuff. And if I have questions, they're more than happy to help. So it's more of a push than anything when they jump on with me. So it's nice.
Yeah, boys don't like getting beat by girls, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, we've had some pretty steamy moments in the pits when, you know, I've been taken out or I bumped somebody the wrong way. You know, it's just people to people that at that point, it's not boy, girl. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. McKenna, my granddaughter, was on right before you, and she had somebody last year that didn't like that she was beating him and he ran her in the wall. So I know that there is that out there.
Absolutely.
So what are your goals for your racing career? What do you see yourself doing racing? What and where down the road?
Well, go with your last question you asked me. Actually, like, my goal with racing is just to show that you can do it. People tell you you can't, you can do it. I mean, that goes strongly for women in general. I mean, in specific, actually, just because a lot of us are told we can't do it or we aren't as good. But in overall, just if you have a dream, like, don't let anybody tell you can't do it. I mean, I'm not a huge professional racer. I don't make millions of dollars at it, but it's something I like doing. So I did it, and I was once told I couldn't do it. So, and I have 2 championships, and I had a rookie of the year and a championship my first season, obviously. So, I mean, you can do it. Put your heart to it and your mind to it. So,
That's great. That's what I love hearing. That's, again, why you're a good role model. Because
thank you.
Girls can do it just as well as guys if they put their heart into it. So the tracks where you normally race or where you used to race, are there a lot of other girls or women who race, or are there just a few?
I want to say there's just a few. I didn't really have any in my class. I had maybe one or two on the dirt tracks. I mean, there's a lot of girls that are in the class that I run. I just don't race with a lot of them. And then at my home track, Elko, there's maybe one female in each division. I think I was the only female Hornet driver left from last year and this year. But other than that, there's some in the V8s and the Legends and the Bandoleros and other classes, too. So, yeah, there's a few.
Okay. So we've kind of covered this a little bit, but maybe you want to expand on it. So, you know, you're a good you encourage little girls about racing. So, but why do you think racing is a good sport for girls to be involved in?
You know, I'm not to be mean to like other sports, but I mean, it takes skill with everything, but not just throwing a ball around. There's mechanical stuff that comes into it. There's geometry behind the car. There's understanding of just different elements and aspects of racing. You know, a lot of the environment, like the weather goes into it, takes into play. I mean, it takes a little bit of science and understanding to feel the race and do well.
Right, exactly. And, you know, people that sit in the stands don't see any of that. I can remember
the first time
I went to the racetrack early I had some business to do there, and I walked around, and I was so surprised at all the things that the racers were doing to get ready for the race. And so I think people just come to the race and sit in the bleachers, as they don't always understand the work behind getting your car out on the track. What would you say about that?
It's honestly a full-time job that you do not get paid for. I mean, depending on how serious you take it and how many tracks you run, there's different numbers of people like with different cars. And like one point I had 2 or 3 cars that I was running with my ex-teammate. Each of us had 3 cars. And I mean, that was seriously a full-time job. It was ridiculous. So
Like I said,
it's a full-time job without being paid. So
yeah, it certainly is. And usually it's not even just not getting paid. It's money out. So it's the opposite of being paid.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So what other things, you know, do you do outside of racing? Do you work a job? What do you do? What do you enjoy doing when you're not at the racetrack?
I'm a huge animal lover. Pit bulls in general. I actually have a rescue pit bull. I've had him for about 5 years now. He's amazing. He's really well known at the racetracks around here, actually. One of the announcers is like super in love with him. Besides that, snowmobiling, obviously, because when we get enough snow, usually it's really cold and we don't have enough snow, so it's pointless to even have it, really. Modeling, I'm actually getting back into modeling again. I do a little bit of motorsports modeling and some other stuff.
Cool.
I'm trying to think of what else. I think that's really it. I don't know. I'm just kind of a normal, boring off-season person.
Things we have to do to stay inside, right, because it's so cold.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite race car driver, either locally or a NASCAR driver?
I'd have to say my favorite NASCAR driver would probably have to be Junior, for sure. I mean,
okay.
That's a no-brainer. But I really have taken a love for Truex Jr. as well, so it's kind of fun to watch his upbringing and his rise over the last few years. And Bell, the one that just won the Chili Bowl, he's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep my eye out on him, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are all the actual questions I have for you. Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience? And then I'll let Drew take over and ask you some questions.
I really don't have much else to say other than I hope to see a lot of you this year sometime in one of the states or another at a track, and hopefully we can maybe swap some paint, not too rough, but, you know, have some fun.
I won't swap paint with you, but if you come to Kalamazoo, I definitely will introduce myself and get to know you face-to-face. So, Drew, did you have any questions?
I think you covered it all, Melinda. You did a tremendous job, and I know Ashley was a little nervous, but I think she pulled the wool over my eyes. She did a very good job in the interview with you. So,
yeah,
she didn't
sound one bit nervous to me. So,
I just stutter a lot, and I'd like mumble-jumble my words. So,
no, not at all. I would like to do a story on you, Ashley, for the magazine. So I'll have Drew get us connected that way, and I'd love to put some things about you in there. So make sure that you get him your email address for me, and then or post it. You were going to post it on the site. I wish you all the luck this year. hopefully you don't trade too much paint. And like McKenna said, anytime you can take your car home in one piece, it's a good night. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, good luck to you, and I hope to see you this summer, meet you in person.
Sounds good. You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Melinda, that was a pretty good interview, wasn't it?
She was great. Yeah, I know she was nervous. I try to, you know, she seemed nervous before the interview. She didn't seem nervous during it. I try to send the ladies the questions ahead of time so they do have a little time to think about it. And, you know, I don't want to put them on the spot too much, but I asked her some things that weren't on the list, and she just rattled them right off. So I thought it was a great interview. We had two really good interviews tonight, and I appreciate the women that are letting us do that.
Awesome. Well, Melinda, I have one more special guest to join us tonight. Kevin Brokowski. He is a East driver, strong supporter of my Ohio series. With Woody not being here tonight, would you be happy to join me and kind of help with the interview process a little bit?
I'll try.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Kevin on the line right now. And he is coming. Kevin, you are live on the Compact Weekly Radio Show. How are you doing?
I'm good, Drew. How are you doing?
Awesome. I know that it's, the weather's got to be kind of crappy. I know we've had some snow here in Melinda and Kalamazoo. I think we've had the most snow we've had in a couple of years here in Chicago. And by most snow, I mean probably like 4 to 5 inches, and people are freaking out here in the city. So.
I'm getting 6 to 10 tonight, so quit your complaining.
See, it's not too bad here because it keeps, you know, it snows and then the sun comes out and melts it all.
There you go.
And, you know, we're basically down, you know, it's what it's been like the last week. Every time it snows, the sun comes out. Drew, I got to say one thing. It's Broski. My last name is Broski.
just hit me. Ash. You know how long I pronounced Phil Maloff's last name incorrectly, and I've probably done that again on the radio show here tonight. So, so Kevin, real quick, exciting news came out last week with the addition of the Sandusky Speedway, Midvale Speedway, Paintsville, all aboard for the 2018. East schedule. Are you excited about the addition of Sandusky and Paintsville for 2018?
Yes, I am. I am excited about it. You know, they're really close home tracks, and I run them regularly, you know, not too regularly, but, you know, on street tires, so it'd be fun to run them with racing tires, and with a good group of guys out there, it'd be fun.
Well, I almost misspoke there, but we're also working on two more local tracks for you. We've had some pretty good conversation over the last week with Barberton Speedway. Now that some of the announcements have come out with the Lorain County Speedway, we are going to be working on them. We had a pretty successful event there in September. So what's it like to be able to race in front of your friends, family? I know you brought a truckload of people with you over to Lorain, your wife and new young daughter and soon-to-be new child that you just welcomed. I am correct, right? Just recently?
Yep. They're going to be my next racers right there, including my niece, which she was there as well. It's a lot of fun because a lot of my family and friends don't get to travel with me when, you know, we go to races and, you know, they should get to see us as racers having good time. All my family supports me in what I do, and I love to just put on a show for them. I mean, I wish I could have did better. I've had nothing but bad luck with pubs this year, and I broke two that weekend, and it's no fun. But I mean, I wish I could have put on a better show for them than I did. But like you said, you're working on it this year. I hope it works out because I love that track. It's my home track. But I will be at any of the Ohio tracks you can get on this show, be there for sure. Except Midville, I can't do that. That's my daughter's 4th birthday, and the wife already said no, so I'm not allowed to go to that one.
Melinda, as we tell them, you tell them family first, or I'll send Melinda down to Ohio to take care of you, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, there's times that as much as it hurts not to be at the racetrack, you can't get those moments back with your family. So there'll be races, you know, the next week. So, yeah, good
exactly.
for your wife.
Whenever she lets me race wherever I want, whatever I want, don't have complaints. When she says there's a weekend she wants to do something or something, and, you know, I go over and do it because she never complains once about me wanting to race.
Yeah,
so,
that's awesome.
And my daughter, I like I said, I told Drew before, my daughter would be all for a party at the racetrack. She's my
yeah.
biggest, you know, fan, and she loves it. But, you know, the wife wants to have a party where all the other family can come, and I will surely support her in that.
Yeah, that's, well, you know what they say, happy wife, happy life. So you're a smart guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing about racing? What is it that keeps you going back? You know, I heard you say you haven't had good luck. Some people would just give up. What keeps you going back?
My daughter. And I mean, my dad got me into the racing when I was younger. It's been in my family, my generation. I'm the third generation racing, and I want my daughter to follow in. Even if she don't like it, then, I mean, that's fine, but I want her to step a foot in it and try it. And I just love it. I love strapping in the car. I love getting out there, rubbing up against people, good racing. And, you know, I was listening to the last caller that was in there. She, like I said, we have make money from this. It's a full-time job, and I do it for fun. I mean, I'm not to win money. I haven't won no big shows or nothing. I do it because I love the adrenaline, getting behind the car and just having a good time. And my daughter loves it, and she always yells at me if I don't bring her a trophy home. So I have to sneak out one of the old trophies and give her a trophy. And it's just something that I've always done. My dad's one of my biggest supporters behind me. And I've said many times where I've had a rough year, and I'm ready just to hang up the helmet and call it quits. And he just tells me just relax, you know, take a break, take a couple weekends off. And he's like, we'll regain our, you know, we'll redo this later, and we'll see where we're at.
Smart
just
guy.
Just because of my family.
Yeah.
He just,
so how old
he
is your daughter?
Is behind me. My daughter
and how
will
old
be
is
four
your daughter?
June. She'll be
okay,
four
so
in June.
Okay, so she's little yet.
Yes. She's just loves it. And my niece is right behind. My niece is there, too. She loves it. She goes with me all the time. Next year I'll have her and go. And it's, I mean, everybody supports me so much, and that's why I still do it. I love it. I love being behind the wheel. I love just being at the track. And, I mean, mainly because of my family is one reason why I still do it. Because there's times where, like I said, I was ready to call it quit last year, too. Because I couldn't quit breaking hubs. I've had years, and then, you know, my tells me, he's like, you have your good days and you have your bad days. And he's like, you're just in a streak of it. And I got
mm-hmm.
another one of my buddies that's always there. He always tells me, just stop. He's like, I got faith in you. You can do this. And sometimes I get too stressed out, and I just listen to people and they tell me to just relax. We'll figure it out. And I listen to everybody and I believe everybody. So hopefully this
yeah.
year will be better and we can go from that.
Right. Yeah. I just talked to a young lady, and she was very wise for her age, and she said, even if my car breaks every week, I still love it because of the people I meet, and it's in my blood. So she used to stress out about all those repairs and that were needed, and now she says, I just go out and race and have fun, because if it stops being fun, then why do it? So it sounds like that's kind of where you're at. You're having fun, even if the car breaks. It's frustrating,
yep.
but you keep going back.
I've never did a points race. I did one points race season, and I'd say I'd never do it again because it wasn't fun. And that's
yeah.
why I got into it. I see the enjoyment on my dad's face when I'm out there. I see the enjoyment when he's racing it. I see the enjoyment of my daughter watching me, and that makes me happy. As
mm-hmm.
long as the people around me are happy, then I'm happy. And I'm having fun, and they're having fun. That's all that matters to me. I mean, I don't care about the trophy. I don't care about the money. Like you said, you're not in here to make money. If you think you are, we're not in NASCAR. I don't care how good of a racer you are. You're not making money.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Melinda, I gotta tell you, he might not think he's NASCAR, but he's got a NASCAR crew because at Lorain County Speedway, it took him probably 3 caution flag laps, maybe 4. They didn't even take him off the record, and he had a new hub placed on it, and I think he was only a lap or 2 down by the time he came out. It was pretty impressive. I heard Jake Albright come across the radio, "Hey, the 22 car coming." I said, "What?"
I do have a hell of a crew, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I mean, them guys, and honestly, I wasn't even thinking about putting a hub on and going back out there until the record guy's like, "Oh, you got enough time to put a hub on before caution?" And everybody's like, "Yep," and they already knew what they had to do, and I was strapping back in, and they were putting a wheel back on, and we were able to make it back out there.
That's determination for sure.
And like
so,
I said, I wasn't on the lead lap.
Do you want to give a shout-out to your crew?
I do. I really do. My dad, he's one of my main guys. Rob Zelenka, he's my crew, you know, my pit crew. He's probably the crew chief. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be handled like I do. My buddy Matt, the Akamishin, his name, you know, we call him Chewy. He's a racer, too. And, I mean, them guys are a hell of a pit crew there. I wouldn't ask to go in any battle without them guys.
That's great. I'm glad you could say hello and let them know how much you appreciate them.
I got one of my other buddies. When he comes to the track, he's a really good guy helping me out. He's the one that's actually going up to the go-kart race with me this weekend. My buddy Sean, he helps me out, you know, tremendously too when he's at the track, even when he's not at the track. I mean, he's one of them guys I can count on. He gives me advice, tells me where what I could do better at it. He's one of them guys that helped me out a lot too.
We've talked about some of your crew members, family. Without those guys, it certainly wouldn't be possible, Kevin. Any marketing partners that you would like to thank, and how could they get a hold of you to help you with the 2018 season? I know, I believe you might be doing some traveling to a track called Bristol Motor Speedway as well this year, too.
Yes, I've got to go back to Bristol. I had a lot of fun there last year. I can tell you this, my car is on stock suspension, and it was a hell of a ride. I'm doing some different setup to it. We got there late. I only got a couple, hot laps and qualifying, so I got to go back there and try to make a better name for myself there. So we definitely be there. We got a lot of, the cars, we're still way behind for the season. But, I started a new job and working crazy hours, and the rest of my crew, the same thing. I mean, they're working crazy hours, and we'll definitely be at Painesville, but I'm hoping to get, out sooner to test the new car out before Bristol.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Well, Kevin, we greatly appreciate you joining us on behalf of my entire staff of the three of me, of I think Kenny and Woody and Jessica and, four of us, sorry. We can't really do it without the support that you show your entire family. You, John Quinn, really got us on the map in the Ohio area to open the doors at Sandusky, Lorain, Painesville, Lake Erie. You guys are truly an asset on the track and even off the track with your support of the events that we do, such as the go-kart event this Saturday. So from all of us, thank you for what you did for us.
Oh, yeah, you guys are welcome, and I guess I'm glad to see that actual tracks in Ohio are really getting in the swings of things with this, because it's a hell of a time with all you guys. I mean, you get guys from everywhere coming to your track, and I mean, I talked to a couple of people that came from PA when we were at Lorain, and they really liked the track and said they'll be back, and I mean, it really opens your to different people around. You know, I mean, I go to different tracks, and it's so much fun going to those other tracks. As I mean, I've raced since I was, I think, 14 years old, and, you know, you ran all the tracks around here. You know, you go to different tracks, it's a new competition. You know, I mean, you got to try to compete yourself to try to figure out this track in just a short time. You know, it's not like we get to run there 2 or 3 weeks. You only get a couple sets of hot laps, and you got to figure it out. So I'm glad that you guys are able to get more here into Painesville and Sandusky, and hopefully you guys get Lorraine and Barberton, because then will be a lot of fun tracks on racing tires with tight, close racing there. It'll be a lot of fun, and you'll see me and my family at all of them, because they're all going to support me, and I'm going to support every race I can with you guys.
Well, we greatly appreciate it. We'll get you on one more time as it gets closer. You know, we got to say a big thank you to Dave with Redline Radio for all his help with this weekly compact show. Dave actually had to go to work at, I think, like 2 or 3 in the morning. So he asked if we could do the show a little bit earlier today, and unfortunately my time frame doesn't work with that. So I fired up the Blog Talk Radio that we used to use quite a few years ago. So it just shows you the tightness of that Ohio family, from you guys to John Quinn to the Pennsylvania group that we met, Jake and Don, Wesley. I mean, you guys are the show, and you have pushed this Ohio series as far as it can go, and hopefully even farther in 2018. So we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Is there anything else you want to add before we let you go, Kevin?
Yeah, just let them know that the Dream Team is coming back up to Michigan to battle on the little track there at Shepherd, and we're going to have fun and have a good time with you guys.
I got a ringer that I just confirmed with his mom that Devin can race with us this weekend. So Woody and Devin are going to be the stars of my team, and I'm going to be the one getting lapped 3 or 4 times every second. So.
Well, that's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Kevin, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, see you guys Saturday. You guys have a good night.
All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye. Oh, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Melinda, we had a little overtime tonight. So
we sure did.
That's not a bad thing. We had a really good show. Your granddaughter McKenna joined us today, and is she that much open, or is she a little bit more quiet at the racetrack?
She's a pretty quiet girl most of the time. Her sister's the one that's probably a little bit more outgoing and you know that, but McKenna's not quite as loud and, you know, like you would think, but she's a good kid. I'm really proud of her. When she races, I'm just busting with pride, so I can't wait now again to see both of them race this year.
Absolutely, and Ashley was very well-spoken today as well. It's great to see these different diversities. She comes from a tough tracks in Minnesota, and your granddaughter races a pretty tough track in Michigan too, so they're getting toughened up in quite a way.
Yeah, they sure are, and you know, I love hearing stories. You know, you hear me say this, Drew. I'm all about the stories, and I loved Ashley's story, and I'm going to get in touch with her, and we'll feature her in the magazine here coming up.
Absolutely. And then Kevin finally joined us, our last guest of the night, one of my strong supporters out of Ohio. A big thank you to him and his family, and also Jessica, who's helped us out on Michigan Control. And I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten during the show saying, Drew, watch what you're saying. You can't say that. But Jessica is a great asset to the team. And yes, Jessica, I did throw you under the bus and I got you on mute. So hold on just a second. Jessica, don't hang up.
I'm glad I'm unmuted. I'm doing great listening to you saying things that you shouldn't be, mister.
Hey, I brought her on the line so she can defend herself.
There you go. Hey, thanks for all the things you do, Jessica. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Melinda. You do an excellent job, and I know we all really appreciate everything you do for us.
Oh, I'm loving this, so thanks a lot.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, ladies, we didn't need Woody this weekend, did we, or this week? Maybe we should
no.
let him go.
I don't know
he better be
that.
Careful or, you know, he might get replaced. Oh, yeah. Oh.
True.
Awesome. Well, Melinda, one last time, plug your association website, how they can get a hold of you, and we'll
okay.
Work on getting next week's show set up with some special guests.
Okay, so the website is www.iwmanation.com. Get on there, read what we've got to offer for you. Hit the Join Now button. There are several different packages that you can choose from to be a member as a business or a person, and we'd love to have you be a part of this association.
Awesome. And Jessica, our new website was supposed to be live today. I keep refreshing my browser. I can't get it up. The www.midwestcompacts.com. You can actually go there. We'll have a store up shortly, but you can also register for the 2018 season, and you can throw your driver profile on our website when it becomes live. So I know Jessica took a tour of the website with me last week, and Jessica's excited to show me how to operate that thing, aren't you?
I just found it.
Yeah, it's out there. You just got to take a look. It looks really great. There's so many cool features that we're going to utilize, and I think it's going to be really helpful for all of our series and for everyone to use.
Yeah, I see it, Drew, so try again.
it's always the operator error, Melinda. You should know that.
I already knew that, but I wasn't going to throw you under the bus.
The 7 years or 8 years you've known me, you should know that I'm a little slow sometimes, that it takes me
a little technically challenged, would you say? Oh.
Yeah, and I work for a technology company, too. I sell it. Does that scare you?
That's scary.
Oh,
awesome.
Boy.
Well,
yeah.
It's been a great show, and we look to do this again. We'll get with Dave and see what our plans are for Redline Radio to see if we can rejoin him next week. Melinda, thank you as always, and great job. Jessica, thank you for all your help. And I'm not going to thank Woody, because we're going to try to play. Woody was actually on the show tonight. I don't know if you heard the intro earlier today, but I'm going to try to play it in closing. So any final closing words, Melinda, before we go?
No, I'm great. I appreciate you letting me be a part of this. And anybody out there, a woman that would like to be interviewed, just get a hold of Drew or me, and we'll get you on the radio.
Awesome. Thank you very much, ladies, and we'll see you next week on the Midwest Compact Touring Series Compact Weekly Show. And a big thank you to the Front Wheel Drive Racing News for helping promote tonight's show as well. And our new sponsor, Powerstream TV as well. More information coming on that with the Midwest Compact Touring Series. Always send out cards, a great sponsor of our series as well. We'll see you next Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Hello?